Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump is convalescing at the White House with COVID-19. He returned Monday and released a video saying people should not let the virus dominate them. He did not mention the 210,000 people who have died of COVID in the U.S. NPR's Joe Palca says Trump is also receiving specialized medical treatment not always available to others.
He's had access to experimental drugs. For example, he's gotten a cocktail of something called the monoclonal antibodies. But the other drugs he has been given, remdesivir, which is another antiviral drug, that's been around for a while. The other is dexamethasone, which is a steroid. That's been around since the 50s. And it seems also like an odd choice because people who get that drug are usually suffering from severe disease. And we haven't had any indication from the president that his case is all that serious.
NPR's Joe Palca reporting. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says he is glad to hear that Trump is on the mend, but he objects to the president playing down the risks and consequences of the coronavirus. Biden says he was hoping that, having fallen ill, Trump would emphasize the necessity for wearing masks to ward off infection.
I hope no one walks away with the message thinking that it is not a problem. It's a serious problem. It's an international pandemic, and we have 4% of the population and 20% of the deaths.
Biden spoke at an NBC News town hall. Trump took off his mask when he got back to the White House and did not discuss the COVID death toll. Wildfires continue to burn in California. The August complex fire passed 1 million acres Monday. It's a little more than half contained. Eric Newman of Jefferson Public Radio reports this is now the largest fire in California's recorded history.
The August complex has burned across seven Northern California counties around the rugged Mendocino National Forest. On Monday, California Governor Gavin Newsom compared the acreage of the August complex to the top 20 largest fires in state history, dating back to 1932.
You can see it makes up more than all of the fires that occurred between 1932 and 1999.
Crews are also battling the nearby Zog Fire in Shasta County and the Glass Fire in the state's wine country. According to meteorologists, above-average temperatures are expected to trend downward in the coming days, bringing increased humidity that could help firefighters. For NPR News, I'm Eric Newman.
This year's Nobel Prize in Physics has been won by three scientists who have worked on understanding black holes. Roger Penrose won half the prize for proving black holes are linked to Einstein's general theory of relativity. Reinhard Genzel and Andrea Ghez split the other half for studying a supermassive black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. This is NPR News. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Delta has rapidly turned into a Category 2 storm. Its top sustained winds are already at 100 miles per hour. Delta is expected to roll over Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula later today as a very dangerous hurricane. The storm will plow into the Gulf of Mexico and head north. Delta could make landfall on the southern U.S. coast in a few days. A Texas police officer is charged with murder after fatally shooting a black man on Saturday. From member station KETR, Mark Haslett has more.
The incident happened in Wolf City, a small town about 70 miles northeast of Dallas. A police officer responding to a report of a disturbance at a convenience store shot and killed 31-year-old Jonathan Price. Witnesses say Price had been trying to break up a domestic disturbance. Police released a short statement Sunday, saying only that an unnamed officer had been placed on leave following an officer-involved shooting and the Texas Rangers were investigating. Monday night, the Texas Rangers announced that Officer Sean Lucas had been arrested and charged with murder in connection with Price's death. For NPR News, I'm Mark Haslett in Commerce, Texas.
Stock prices dropped on Monday for the company that owns the Regal Theater chain in the U.S., as well as Cineworld and Picture House chains in the U.K. The movie theaters will temporarily close because of the pandemic. The move came after filmmakers announced they were delaying the release of the latest James Bond film. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.